you face your day with forever eyes? I'm Mary Lohman, and this is The Christian Working Woman. I've written a book by the title, Looking with Forever Eyes, Living Now in the Light of Eternity, but I find it to be a daily challenge, even though I've written the book, to keep my forever eyes on and see my day through God's perspective. This week, I've been sharing some morning prayers written by an old saint, Dr. John Bailey, because his prayers have blessed me so many times. And here's a part of one of his morning prayers that prays for an eternal perspective. O eternal God, though thou art not such as I can see with my eyes or touch with my hands, yet grant me this day a clear conviction of thy reality and power. Let me not go forth to my work, believing only in the world of sense and time, but give me grace to understand that the world I cannot see or touch is the most real world of all. My life today will be lived in time, but eternal issues will be concerned in it. The needs of my body will be clamant, meaning noisy or urgent, but it is for the needs of my soul that I must care most. For the strong sense I have that this is not my home, for my restless heart, which nothing finite can satisfy, I give thee thanks, O God. Do you ever think that the reason your success or your possessions or even your relationships never fully satisfy you is because nothing finite can satisfy your heart? And we should thank God that only He can satisfy our longings. I encourage you to pray each morning that God will help you see the unseen things, because they are the eternal things. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Be sure to pray a morning prayer to care most for the needs of your soul rather than the needs of your body. It's a good way to start your day. You'll find a copy of this devotional on our website, and you'll find information there about our upcoming weekend getaway in April. I'd love for you to join me for that. And all of that is available at christianworkingwoman.org. And I invite you to join me on Facebook and Twitter.